And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's post-eclipse radio. It's marvelous, monumental, most fascinating, massively mind-bending Monday as we join our hearts and minds as one, drawing closer to the King of Kings and glorifying his name. First, today's teaching picks up around Genesis chapter 3, verse 22. Adam and Eve have sinned, and God has meted out the penalties for their rebellion. God then declares that mankind has entered into a new realm of knowledge of good and evil. Having eaten the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they're now processing both good and evil. Man is not fundamentally good. His disobedience to God in the garden demonstrates he is fundamentally rebellious. That's why Jesus said all mankind was born in sin. Next, it's rather amazing that Adam and Eve did not consider going for the tree of life. Instead of seeking life, they sought power, authority, and equality with God. Listen to that. Instead of seeking life, they sought power, authority, and equality with God, all under the guise of deception from the enemy. Say what you will, but in the garden, equality is a selfish need to be equal or superior. Should tell you many things right there. And that's interesting because Jesus came to be a servant. Finally, the last portion of chapter 3 is truly amazing. God not only banishes Adam and Eve from the garden, he also puts up a protective angelic guardian to preserve and keep the tree of life and the tree of life and the way of life. Because of mankind's sin, they could not just freely eat the fruit, because now it's guarded, only to be revealed as God deems fit. And by the way, that revelation is Jesus Christ.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Nice. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. We're going to get into that. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. Oy vey. So much more. Hey, remember, it's not professional radio. It's a string and a couple of cans. That's what we got. But we're asking you, what do you think? Now, you can email us during the show, david@hemusincrease.org. That's david@hemusincrease.org. You can text us. Not Texas. Text us. 214-210-8483. 214-210-8483. Or you can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call that number, I cannot tell you that the earth will vibrate. I do not want you to know or even think the heavens will shake. But when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like knowing your spiritual radio family has your back.
Aww. Aww. Thank you, David. Happy Monday. When you call me, I will not be able to have the power to vibrate the earth, but
you won't have that. No, not gonna happen. Okay,
but I will send you through to answer the trivia.
Well, that's a good thing, though. Sending people food—that's a good thing, right there. Here it is, and keeping it as simple as we can because that's how our minds think, and that just makes it easier for us. We did not give you the trivia answer from the last trivia question. The trivia question was simply this: what was Abraham's first wife's name? Genesis 11:29. And the answer was Sarah. Now some will say Sari, and it's like, okay, I think we got it. Okay, got it. Okay, we're just looking for the name of his wife, okay? That's all. That's good. Relax, okay? Take a deep breath. Good. All right, great. All right, we are going to do trivia in a second, and we are going to do history, we hope. And we are going to do some jokes. Well, I got a couple of them. They're pretty good. I am going to share a little bit more about the story of our adventure over the weekend and where we are heading or where we think we're heading, what we need prayer for and other things like that. I mean, I need prayer just like you guys need prayer. I love praying for you guys. You guys need to love praying for one another, because when you become that kind of person that loves and cares about praying for other people, God brings those people into your lives to pray for you. Right? You want to be a great friend? Be a friend. You want to be a great brother or sister? Be a brother or sister. That's how you do that. And the Lord will reward you on that backside. So listen, if you've got a praise report, we want to hear it. We don't want to hear it so that anything on this show can get anything anywhere. We want to hear it so that God can be honored. We want to hear it because when you share a praise report, that power of blessing touches other people. It helps you. It helps people. It honors God. That's why we like it. We want to do prayer requests. Why? Because petitioning God and engaging with God is an enormous part of our Christian walk. Prayer is the heartbeat of Christianity. It's pretty tough to have a Christian life without a heartbeat. And prayer is the heartbeat of our Christianity. The blood, of course, Jesus Christ. And so think about that and how much of a blessing that is for people. And then if you've got something that's going on, something you want to share, something you're trying to figure out, something you're walking through, something you discovered, all cool stuff. The idea is to encourage one another and bless one another. We already know there's enough weird stuff going on. I'm not talking about today's eclipse. I'm talking about weird stuff in all the governments and all the world and all the stuff. You're looking at it going, it is so chaotic. Only the Lord knows the exact perfect elements that are involved. And because of that, we can trust him for that. But if you look at the world, it gets really shaky and goofy looking. But if you trust in the Lord, there is peace, there is grace, there is mercy. He will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon him because he trusts in him. Isaiah 26:3. I mean, that's just, you need that, right? We're also going to do Bible trivia, only this time we're going to do the answer before we break. I blame me, and then secondarily, I'll blame Jacob. Okay, so it's kind of both of us, all right? All right, here you go.
I can be primary. I can be the primary.
I mean, well, I spaced out, too. I was into the role. I was just getting into it. I don't know. Here you go, all right? You guys should know this one. It is also a reference to Abraham, as well as the two that are following this. But so don't give any more extra answers about Abraham. How old was Abraham when Isaac was born? There, nothing else. Genesis 21:5. How old was Abraham according to Genesis 21:5? How old was Abraham when Isaac was born? I can tell you that when he got the promise for Isaac, he was 75. That's a hint for you. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. That's the number you want to call. If you want to text, you can text 214-210-8483. Or if you want to send an email, you can do that too. David@hemustincrease.org. So remember, if you're calling, it's 972-445-0770. If you're texting, it's 214-210-8483. Okay? I'm just making sure everybody knows the difference. We do have somebody who's ready to answer a trivia question. Cool. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Gary. Had an interesting long weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just going to leave it there. I'm going to share some of that as it goes on. But it was interesting and long. that's my first definition for it, so I'll leave that there. Let's do the trivia question, see how you're doing, and, of course, pray for you. But let's see what's going on first in the triv world. Abraham was 75 when he got the promise, but how old was Abraham when Isaac was born, according to Genesis 21:5?
He was 100 years old.
That is correct, Mundo! Again, it is just inescapable. People have to read it. So he got the promise, okay? He was declared righteous, but 25 years later it came about. It's just like people have to, wow, that's a, well, that's the timing and the methodology of God are perfect, which means they're not ours. That's what it means. It's not our timing, and it's not our methodology. So that was awesome. How are you feeling, by the way? How are you doing? Did you have?
Oh, I'm about the same.
About the same? Okay. And what about the financials? Kind of about the same there, too?
Yeah, about the same.
All right, let's pray. We want to pray for your health. I want to pray for your situations, okay?
Okay.
So let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. We thank you and we praise you. Lord, sometimes it's hard to maintain the consistency of faith when you make us a promise and it doesn't happen the way we think. And we're sorry for that, Lord. We need to do a better job. But we just want to thank you that you give us anything. We deserve nothing, Lord. And we just totally appreciate every grace, every mercy, every gracelet that you pour into our lives. We just thank you for it. And Lord, we're praying for Gary, and he's got a couple things. The most important need he has is health issues. And he's got health issues that are beyond me, and it's beyond him, but it's not beyond you. And we ask you to bring your healing power into his body by the Holy Spirit. Release that power into Gary. And Lord, we're asking for his circumstance, for his situations, that they would calm down. It would not be so intense. They would not be so unproductive or unfruitful. Instead, Lord, things would ease, and there would be a peace and a grace and a flow and a simplicity. And we ask you to bless our brother. He's going to go through this whole week, and we're going to ask you, bless him. We ask you to bless him physically, financially, in his circumstance, in his situations. Pour your grace upon him. We lift up our brother to you. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. I prayed for all of you yesterday, and I'll continue to pray for you.
Thank you, brother. God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. All right. Great job. Great job by Brother Gary. All right. So we're going to do our DNA for those that are newer to the show, DNA. Technically, we think of it as the building blocks, how a Christian should function on an every 24-hour basis. Let's go through our DNA. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Okay, so daily planet, every day that ends in Y, every day you know of between Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, every day that ends in Y, spend some time with the Lord. Here's how it breaks down. No matter what you say to me, no matter what position you're in, no matter what the circumstance, every single issue ever, there is the one single solution to every issue, more of God. That is the issue. That is the answer, period. And in that more of God answer, the dead can be raised, food can be multiplied, finances can be poured out, everything you come up with. Because in the presence of God, anything can happen that will be a blessing. It's like, whoa. Draw closer to the Lord daily. D. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. You can see what's going on now. What they're trying to do is they're trying to politically associate people who are connected to one party or another and then disparage them if they have any kind of faith. It doesn't matter what people think of your faith when they're already anti-God. It's irrelevant. And by the way, they're now, of course, jailing people for praying. They're jailing people for praying. Did you understand that, right? They're not even people. Wait, this will blow your mind. They're not even praying out loud. What? How could they do that? Yeah, that's a good question, isn't it? Guess what? Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. The government does not have a heaven to put you in, nor does any other religion or any other faith have a heaven to put you in. God has a heaven to put you in through Jesus Christ. And as you draw closer through the power of the Holy Spirit, you reflect Jesus more and more. That's the design of God for your life. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words, because not knowing him or his words puts you in a path you don't want to be on. And then A, so D, draw closer to the Lord daily, and never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And A, always be ready
to serve.
To serve. So the idea is not for Christians to draw closer to the Lord, never be ashamed of the word, and be completely obnoxious people. Okay, that is not the goal. I want to say it in the nicest possible way. Not the goal. Okay? That's not the goal. Christians aren't supposed to be, it's not supposed to be, we're irritants. It's not, that the goal is not to be, you know, I don't want to say the Yiddish word because I might get in trouble. But the goal is not to be the Yiddish word I'm thinking. Okay? Rhymes with luck. Don't be that. Be a person who's serving. Be a person who loves. Be a person who cares. If you don't have the heart to care, and that's not even that abnormal, ask the Lord to help you soften your heart, to make you a person who is sensitive the way the Lord wants you to be, not the way the world wants you to be, but the way that the Lord wants you to be. And then you'll always be ready to serve. How can I honor the name of my King? What can I do for these people? Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. That's our example. Draw closer to the Lord daily, D. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words, N. Always be ready to serve, A. That's our DNA. We'll take a short break, come back, and I'll share with you some of the goofy stuff going on. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. Right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now, he's crying. Now, I was still of the mindset that men don't cry, okay? Just so you can know. And I'm getting mad because it's my story and he's crying. And I'm thinking, it's my story. Why are you crying? That's what I'm thinking in my mind. And he's crying. He's apparently a good crier. I don't know what a good crier is. I learned after my dad died, but I mean, somewhat. But this is real. You know, he's sobbing. And I'm like, and he looks up at me after he's cried for about a minute and a half, and his eyes are red, and he looks at me and he says, "This is how the Lord hurts for you." And that was it. Bam! It was like somebody just took a hammer and broke my hard heart and my, you know, my pride attitude and my over arrogance and my everything. Looking at that guy showing me crying and tears, and all I could think of was Jesus wept.
Sometimes hallelujah.
Oh, welcome back. to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Now, I do want to remind everybody that we are giving away a book. It is a book by Pastor Robert Morris, okay, of Gateway Community Church. He's got a new book called Grace, period. Living in the Amazing Reality of Jesus' Finished Work. Okay? The foreword on that is by Max Lucado. That's kind of nice. We have five copies we're giving away this week. They're free. You do not actually have to answer the trivia question to get a book. But, let me say this, but if you want a book, we're going to mail them at the end of the week. Did I make that clear? We're mailing them at the end of the week. Anybody can get one. You can either ask for one when you do the trivia question or after the trivia question while I'm teaching. If you want to call in, you have to call in because Jacob has to get your information to send the book. And there's no point in texting me. You got to call in to the studio and get the information to Jacob. See, we'll give away like a book a day or something like that. I don't know. Until they're gone, okay? So if you want this book, if you answer trivia and you want it, tell Jacob. And if you want the book after the trivia, just call and tell him. It's the same thing, same numbers, not overly complex. Here's your next trivia question. This, however, could be a little tougher for some people, although maybe not. Here you go. According to Genesis 14:12, what was the relationship between Lot and Abraham? Don't tell me Abraham was smart because he knew a lot. Okay, I get it. Just what was the relationship between Lot and Abraham? Genesis 14:12. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Okay, that's number one. Number two. You can text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. So you can do that too, okay? There. You can also, wow, Dave, there's just so much going on. I know. You can also send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. Man, we got a lot going on. Wow. All right. So there's your opportunity. We do have somebody that is ready to answer the trivia question. So let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Dennis.
Hi, Dennis. How are you? How you doing?
Doing great. How you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. I had a challenging weekend because my wife and I are looking for a place. We've been in the same place for 6.5 years, so we went on a 6-hour journey looking at houses. That was interesting. sufficient to say we survived, okay? That would be a nice way to say it.
That can always be that's always a hard thing to do.
Yeah, it's like, wow. All right, let's do the trivia question. Is this the first time you called, by the way?
This is the first time.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for calling. And you can get a book if you want it, and it's up to you. You just got to hang on the phone when we're done, and then Jacob will get your information. We'll send you a book from Pastor Robert Morris. It's a pretty nice book, so it's up to you. It's entirely up to you. You don't have to. You're welcome to. All right, here we go. Let's set this up.
All right.
What relationship was Lot to Abraham according to Genesis 14:12? How are they connected?
Okay, uncle and nephew.
That is correct, Mungo! You are so right. Uncle and nephew. And it's like, okie dokie, come on, kid. You're going this way with me.
Okay.
It wasn't like equals, you know? That's too funny, right? People think that they were equals. Like, no. The uncle's a little bit above. Thank you. Excellent job, my brother. Very, very good job.
Okay. Well, good deal.
If you want to hang on, I'll have Jacob get back on the line. You're welcome to get that book, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You got it. All right. God bless. Thank you for calling in, by the way.
Okay. Uh-huh. You have a blessed day.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bye-bye. All All right, so we got so much going on. So I'll tell you a couple of things. Let's see, should I start with the story? Oh, I'll tell you this thing. Okay. Now, I got to teach, so I'm only going to do this for like a little bit, okay? And then I'll teach, talk about the rest of it later. But here's the thing. So we went to the very first, I'm picking it back up where Noelle and I are looking all over the place, right? And we were literally 6 hours, 6 hours, 5 minutes before we got home. So like, I don't know what this 5 minute thing is going on. 4 hours, 5 minutes, 6 hours, 5 minutes, weirdest thing. Anyhow, we came across, we saw these houses. There were two houses, okay? Two that just grabbed our attention, right? That we were like, The house that we have chosen, we just did the lease signing yesterday, believe it or not. That's how fast this is happening. And this house that we've chosen is a little smaller. It's half the distance for me to get to the studio. It's about 5 more minutes for Noelle to get to work, but because she's transferring. But they also mentioned to her they might want her to do help in a different store and a little later on. And this house is closer to that new place. So we'll just wait and see, just kind of like location-wise. But what I want to talk to you about when I come back on this story is the one thing that happened when we were talking to the landlord. So what it turns out is that the two houses we were closest to were actually coming to us through people that were renting houses that actually own the houses. So it wasn't like a service. Not that having a service is bad. Don't misunderstand. That's not the ticket. But both of these were the owners of the house, and they both had about 5 properties that they rented out, which is like so weird. So we started talking about some of our background and references and all that other stuff, and then they were both really excited for us to choose. So what I'm going to do is tell you which one we chose and what it was that pushed it over the edge when we come back. I'm not going to tell you about that what that is yet. You're going to have to listen, but it is a pretty good story. In the meantime, I want to take these next couple of minutes to make sure that we understand Adam and Eve, something that happened, and I want to say it, and I'll be really nice about it, or as nice as I can be about it, or I'll be relatively nice about it, or almost nice about it. I want to go back to Genesis chapter 3, verse 20, and verse 20 starts off, Adam named his wife Eve because she would be the mother of people everywhere. Why did he name her Eve? Because she would be the mother of people everywhere. Why? Because she's the mother of people everywhere. That's why. And the Lord God made clothing from animal skins for Adam and his wife. Now, before we go any further, I want to point out something. At this point, there is no death of physical nature. But Adam names his wife Eve. And in that next verse, okay, and remember, this comes off that you're going to have to be, you know, subjected to your husband because of what you did. So Adam gives her the name. Remember, when you name, it gives you there's a sense of authority and power. It's true no matter what you say. But this is the weird thing that happens. Subsequently, the Lord becomes a tailor. And you're thinking, what do you mean? Well, okay, Adam and Eve tried to cover themselves, right? In fact, we get the understanding that they tried to cover themselves with the fig tree, with the fig plant. And it's like, well, that's really crazy, especially because Jesus cursed the fig tree. Oh, wait, what? You see, Jesus cursed the fig tree. Remember that? Remember? Yeah. So they tried to cover themselves with, you know, with so stringing fig leaves together. Oh, wait, Jesus cursed the fig tree. Oh, man. Man trying to be independent of God has been cursed. Oh, that's good right there. But let's just go back to this. God becomes a tailor. Now, again, and I said this last week but never got into it, he's not a tailor along the lines of double-breasted jackets with shoes that match and stripes down the side. But the reality is that God used animal skins to cover mankind as the first acceptable form of clothing. Now, PETA stands for people eating tasty animals. PETA might object, but that's tough because God, the first tailor, created clothing out of leather, animal skins. And so the idea is that it's the first acceptable form of clothing determined by God himself, which is so contrary to the way that man tries to promote his own self-righteousness. What I want you to see is that God knows how to clothe you, even after you've done something dumb, because he loves you, and he knows how to take care of you, and he still clothed them. Even after they were bad, he still took care of them. You have not put yourself in a place where God will not bother to clothe you. He'll take care of you, even if you've done something dumb, or if you're doing something dumb. You should repent and ask God for help, but he's still going to love you. You get that? Adam and Eve, still catching the love of God, even after what they did. Wow. Pretty intense. All right, we will take a break, come back. I'll share the rest of my story and the next go-around. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Verse 24 in Mark 5, it says Jesus went with him. Sometimes Jesus went there. Sometimes Jesus just spoke the word. Sometimes Jesus went there. It happens in all different ways. I did read this ridiculous thing from this one person who said, you know, Jesus, you know, healed, you know, every single person in the entire community and didn't charge anybody any money. They were trying to make a political argument. And the fact of the matter is he only healed one guy at the pool of Bethsaida, and that was actually a hospital. It's like, what do you guys read this stuff? So this is where you pull back from those kind of things and you go, can we just keep it on track with the truth? It's just easier if you just tell the truth and keep it the way it is and not try and make it fit some kind of narrative. Here's this narrative issued by Scripture itself. Jesus tells Jairus, don't ignore what these people are saying. Don't be afraid. Take a stand. Now, I'm going to read verse 37. You got to catch what Jesus does. Amazing. He did not let anyone follow him in except for Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw the commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why is all this commotion? Why all this wailing? The child's not dead but asleep." But they laughed at him. And he put them all out and took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said, "Talitha kaum, Talitha kaum." And that means, "Little girl, I say unto you, get up." Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. Remember the woman of the issue of the blood was 12 years of the issue of the blood. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this, and he told them to give her something to eat. Jesus was still ministering to this little girl, even though she was physically raised from the dead. He wanted to make sure she was taken care of. That's how Jesus is, okay? But what I want you to get is Jesus and the disciples and the parents, so they're all there, right? Because you got the parents there as well, right? And everybody's going, "She's dead, she's dead, she's dead." And they're making fun of Jesus. What did Jesus do? Kicked him out. You know, for everybody that thinks that everything Jesus did was pull a flower out of his sleeve like a magician and just smiled and gave everybody an air high five, that's not how it went. Okay? They laughed at Jesus, and he put them all out. He took the child's father and mother and disciples along with him. What did he do? He cleared the air.
On Christ the solid rock I stand.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where this show is just eclipsing all the things I think would happen. Yeah, that's funny. All right, here we go.
You serious, Clark?
I know, that was bad. All right, here we go. Here's your next trivia question. Now, remember, when we get to the fourth trivia question, we do five trivia questions a show. When we get to the fourth one, it's always harder. Okay? I'm telling you. I'm telling you on purpose. Okay? What was the name of Abraham's father? Quickest reference, Joshua 24:2. What was the name of Abraham's father? Al has chimed in and said the name of his father was Dad. Well, you can't say he's wrong. That's all I'm going to say right there. What was the name of Abraham's father? Please nobody say his name was Luke. I am your father. Don't do that. That's not going to happen. So, but I got to give him the credit. Al comes in with Dad. We are a weird group.
We can go ahead and give him a ding if you want to.
It's not inaccurate. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. It's 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, David@hemustincrease.org. Okay, there you go. All right, there it is. There's the question. What was the name of Abraham's father? Reference point, Joshua 24:2. What was his name? Again, according to Joshua 24:2, 972-445-0770, 214-210-8483, or send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. So before we take the caller, anything else? I want to make sure I send you up to the website. So you think, well, why are we sending us up to the website? There's about a bazillion, gazillion, trizillion reasons. Here's the first reason. The first reason is the website is designed to be encouraging for everybody. It is not designed to entrap you into giving. There is a place to give, and we would love it if you give. You're not getting a whistle. You're not getting a donut. You're not getting a Lamborghini. You're getting a receipt at the end of the year because you gave to a nonprofit corporation. That's it. Okay? Talk to your accountant to figure out how that works with your taxes. That's not our responsibility. We don't do that. What we do is we say, hey, help us out so that we can keep doing the show because they don't pay me at this station to do this. We pay for it. It's our own ministry. It just so happens we have a really good relationship with them, but we pay. We pay for the radio time. And then I've told you before, we're in a kind of an interesting crunch since we're moving. If you can give, that's awesome. If you can't, don't worry. Just don't show. But on the website is something very, very new. 60 days in the making from start to finish. That's all I'm going to say. We want you to check that out. We will remind you of the scripture we use. We use the scripture on a daily basis for giving. So that's just to encourage people. It says this in 2 Corinthians 9:6-7. Whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart. That's number one. Not reluctantly, never be manipulated. Number two, and not under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. And if you can't give to us, be a giver, but give somewhere in the kingdom of God. We encourage that. Check it out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Yeah, that's what I said. Okay, we do have somebody ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Don.
Hi, Don. How are you?
I'm great. Did you get to see the eclipse?
No, I was in here in the studio doing my thing. Somebody sent me a picture, though, but that's okay. Everybody was all excited. They thought maybe it was going to be the end of the world. I thought, probably not. It's all a good
thing. Probably
not. Probably not.
It was kind of interesting. It was really kind of interesting. I had some of my neighbors outside. We watched it when it totally enclosed the circle, and then this bright ring came out. That's cool.
Yeah, that's good. And you have to just, this is one thing, and Don, make sure your radio is not on because it'll feedback. The one thing you got to double check on those things is to remember that one moment should tell everybody on the planet you are not in control of anything and you are just visiting, Right? In fact, our great bumper sticker is, I am visiting the Earth on my way to the sun. S-O-N. I am visiting Earth on my way to the sun. Yeah. There you go. All right. Let's get our triv together. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. According to Joshua 24:2, what was the name of Abraham's father?
Terah.
That is correct, I know! That could be Terah or Terah. That's fine. It doesn't. The pronunciation's not big. It does depend on whether you're from Detroit or L.A., I suppose. But the bottom line is, yes, that's correct. So, and I kept trying to come up with a good hint, but they all kept falling apart. So I thought, forget it.
T-Rod.
I can't do it.
All right, brother. You have a great day. God
all right.
Bless you, Paul. Okay?
Bless you as well, my bro. God bless you. Bye-bye. All righty. Now, don't forget, folks, if you guys want a book, you can get it. We'll give away one a day, and we'll give away the next one tomorrow and at the end of the week. And the reason I'm telling you that is because I'm not going to make Jennifer go to the post office once a day. I mean, that's ridiculous, right? So it's a free book, and you get it, and you wait a couple of days, and that's fine. If Abraham can wait 25 years for his promise, you can wait a week for the book. That's pretty good right there, right? All right. All right, now I know some people are like, now you get, I've been teaching and I want to make sure to get into this teaching, but some people are just dying to hear what happened in the circumstance of the situation, so I'm going to share that. We'll probably end up doing history and not the jokes. We'll just see how that all breaks down. I don't know, but listen to this. Okay, so this is the story, and you guys should know this because you're a part of this journey. So if you've been praying for Noel and I, and I'll just lay down a little bit, I'll give you like a 4-minute testimony on this, but this is some really cool stuff. So, what happened, for those that don't know, is I've been doing this show for over 5 years, and the drive is getting, you know, it gets difficult from time to time. We live in Fate, Texas, which is on the other side of Rockwall, which is on the other side of Lake Ray Hubbard. And 2 weeks ago, and for those that don't know, I had surgery on my leg twice in a 2-week span because I had severed my kneecap off my quads. And had to have it reattached and then did it again 3 days after the surgery. Don't ask. And so I have a kind of a limp. Well, not a limp, but it looks funny. So long drives have a big impact on me. Okay, they impact my knee because it doesn't even matter if I'm in a truck or lots of room. Not moving in kind of that stationary part just really affects it. So it's been getting a little bit worse, a little bit worse. At the same time, my wife has been, who's been working for her company for almost 6 years, 5.5 years, has noticed that she is losing the steam or the flavor for what she's doing, and she wants to go back to her flower design. She's a floral manager. She loves to work with flowers. So these are happening simultaneously. 2 weeks ago on Saturday, I did a drive home. It took 4 hours and 5 minutes to get home. Just let that sink. I told my doctor today because I had to do a quick checkup. 4 hours and 5 minutes. They're more amazed that I didn't have to go into the hospital to have my leg drained. Anyway, we've been on the journey of trying to find a place. We came down to two specific places. Both of these places, we came on Saturday. Both of these places are great. One's they're just laid out differently. One has a better backyard. One has a bathtub. Those of you that don't understand, Aunt Deb understands. Dave doesn't have a bathtub. There's going to be a problem. So, because I do a lot of praying in the bathtub. So anyway, bottom line is simply this. We came down to the two houses, and so we were talking with the owner on the house that we ended up choosing. And super nice guy. Everything is just really great. He actually, his house turned out to be the least expensive out of all the houses. So that was really good. But this is where I think we decided, if this isn't the Lord, then we have lost our ability to read things to some degree. And if we're wrong, we'll apologize and repent and do everything that we're supposed to do, to, you know, before the Lord. But as we're sharing with this gentleman about the ministry that we do here on the radio, he shares with Noel and I, his dad, who passed away, at the end of his last 15 years, or whatever it was, started doing Christian radio teaching. And he said he loved it. He said it was just the most awesome thing. And they're in a little bit different denominational structure than we are. We would call them, well, I won't tell you what we're called. Definitely a Christian. We even talked about different things like that. But he was amazed, and I was amazed, that he's talking to me, and I'm a radio teacher, and his dad, that's what his dad did. It's like, that's his, he says, his dad's absolute favorite thing he ever did. Which is like, I totally get that. So at the end of the day, when we did all the comparisons and the pros and cons, and there were pros and cons on all of it, that element, I think, was the peak. That when we shared that, there's just this instant bond or connection. That doesn't mean we're doing it perfectly. That doesn't mean I'm doing everything right or Noel's doing everything right. But we did believe that to be an important part of the process. So the guy's house that we're renting, and he owns it, and he owns like five other properties, and he lives right around there. His dad was a Christian radio guy. Like, wow. That is a unique combo, right? That is not normal, right? So we did elect to go with that house. We have elected that. We did pray that the Lord would give us a couple of signs. Or indications, not signs to show he's the Messiah, just indications. One of those was that he would, you know, give us a break with Bert. I don't want to talk about that. And then at the very end, it didn't happen the way we haven't been. At the very end on the lease, he said, he wrote and said, yes, Bert, by the way, is free. No deposit, no pet rental. That's, I just want to say this right now. That's a good sign. Now, if he just would have said, and we don't care if he barks, boy, we'd have been in business. But anyway, that's not to be. We will take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I have wondered about him. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He's married to his best friend Noel, has three children, six grandchildren, and a dog named Bert. He has three separate ordinations from three different denominations, and is a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theological studies, and has his doctorate of strategic Christian ministry. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people will have to listen to find out.
In my entire life, of course, I mean, you know, my career used to be the, you know, the only thing I cared about, you know, in a sense, and now my family is my priority. So I still love my career and I love what I do for a living, but it keeps me grounded because, you know, the primary thing for me now is making sure that, you know, I've got a active and healthy family life.
You know, it's really, it's our privilege. We want you to know how much we appreciate it. I think your talent is undersold in the context that it's not promoted enough. I think some of your stuff is just anything that makes me laugh, especially in the way the world is now, anything that makes me laugh, I love. I think it's gold. So I think you've done a lot of gold. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Let's do our next trivia question. We'll do history and kind of see where it goes, because this show went somewhere else, as it always does. People who have never listened before, I just want to say this. If you've never listened before, I normally do teachings. But it is not always up to Dave how the show goes. I know you think it is, and I appreciate that, but it is not. Can we testify to that at this point? Is that accurate? It's not always the way I want it to go. Is that true?
I'm just thinking, is somebody tuning in for the first time and thinking, oh, wow, this is a trivia and real estate show. The move.
If you're tuning in for the first time, our answer is, number one, get plenty of ibuprofen. Number two, if you get headaches. Number two, you got to hang out, because the show gets kind of weird. But we actually do teaching. I know it sounds bizarre. Here you go. Here's your next trivia question, though. What king, you're going to get a choice of three. What king was tricked into throwing Daniel into the lion's den? Was it Darius, Jairus, or Larius? Darius, Jairus, or Larius? Daniel chapter 6 is your reference. Actually, it's Daniel chapter 6, verse 1 through 17. But you should be able to pick it up on Daniel chapter 6, verse 1, 2, and 3. What king was tricked into throwing Daniel into the lion's den? Darius, Jairus, or Larius? Notice I didn't say Curlius. I just said Darius, Jairus, and Larius. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So those are available for you as well. I am going to ask people the big thing now, because we're pretty settled on the house and where we're going. The big thing we need prayer about, big thing, is we're moving in two weeks from Friday, okay? So I'm probably not going to be here 2 weeks from Friday. The big thing now is the moving, and the house, and moving from one to another, and having a flash garage sale and all that other stuff. So prayer. Yes, I've reached out to Johnny from Men of God Moving. We're still going back and forth on that. But anyway, please be in prayer for us, as you guys have been praying for us all along. Please don't stop praying for us. Okay, just that simple. Trivia question: what king was tricked into throwing Daniel into the lion's den? Was it Darius, Jairus, or Larius? We do have somebody on the line. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, this is Alan.
I'm sorry, who's this?
Alan.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Very blessed. Highly favored.
Amen. I love that. That's the right attitude to always have, right? I mean, but the Lord loves you. You are a blessed person.
So are you. You're blessing everybody, David. We appreciate you.
I appreciate that. All right, my friend. Ready? I'm going to set up the trivia question. What king was tricked into throwing Daniel into the lion's den? Was it Darius, Jairus, or Larius?
I believe it was Darius.
That is correct, Amundo! You are 100% correct, Amunda. And I was going to go Darius, Jairus, Larius, or Curlius, and then thought, no, that'll give it away. And then I thought Jairus. Some people might think it's Jairus because Jairus was in the New Testament, and Larius is just Larry with Arius on the back of it.
Yeah, I had to think about it for a minute, but I remembered reading that before.
Excellent.
Hey, I need some prayer. I need a prayer real quickly, if you can, if you have time.
Yes, absolutely.
Going on going on a mission trip to Dominican Republic next month, and just pray that it's
Let's pray right now. Let's do it right now. You ready to pray?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's pray. Yes, Father, sir. We come before you right now. Lift up our brother now. Lord, I know this level of commitment. This is deep, serious, at the front. And I am asking you that you would send angels along with him and his family and the people that are around him to protect them, of course. But I am praying specifically for protection and provision, both natural and supernatural. Both natural and supernatural protection and provision. And Lord, we are praying right now that there would be favorable moments where the gospel is declared, the truth is declared, and people's lives are changed. Let the kingdom be grown through the process of this servant of yours. Give him all the wisdom, not just to share, but to listen, not to dispute, but to proclaim. And let the power of the truth seize the hearts of the people that hear. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen, David. Thank you so much.
God bless you, man. Thank you for your love and for your work. It's awesome.
Thank you too, brother.
All right. Bye-bye.
My pleasure.
All right. Awesome. See that? See, you think I'm in charge. You gotta be kidding. I'm not even in charge at home of the remote. We both have a remote, the exact same remote. She still picks.
I think Bert is in charge of that house.
Well, that might actually... Okay, we'll just discuss that another day. I'm not going to disagree with that. Phenomenal show that eclipsed everything I thought it was going to be. We didn't get to the teachings. That's all right. We've got many, many moons to go, unless the Lord comes back, which would be better anyway, right? Okay. All right, folks, you have been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Taking a 22.5-hour break, then we'll come back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Just as I am, he reached down and saved me. Purchased my freedom at the cost
of... The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.